Hey, 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 welcome to Sport Pod. This is the show, hosted by San Diego Butter Knife.
No.
Poway, I want to hear from Poway. Let me hear from you. I'm sorry, you're a Butter Knife. He's not working. Anyway. Welcome to Sports Pod. Today I'm going to talk about a few things about sports. Big surprise, right? So we got on the show today. I'm going to talk a little bit about Carmelo Anthony. I talked about him yesterday and made an offhanded remark about how he seems a little bit immature and stopped to talk about my memory about him having some sort of incident with a woman. And lo and behold, Sports Center last night, Carmelo gets busted. He got on the bus with some hippie lettuce in his bag. And this is great. This is the best part. His agent released a statement saying his friend let the hippie lettuce. Excuse me, gosh. He's like, oh, his friend left the hippie lettuce in his bag. His friend borrowed it like 3 months ago. And, you know, his friend's a pothead. And he's the one who left the hippie lettuce in there. It's not Carmelo. No, he's too good. He's a good guy.
Give me a breaking break.
Okay, first of all, we know Melo's up. Yeah, we know he's on the dope. We know he smokes. His nickname is Melo. Carmelo. Melo. Hippie lettuce. Alright? I'm trying to think of a good gloss for him. Maybe somebody can Skype me. That's not even talking about today. I already got up on a rant on Melo. I'm going to talk about using Skype to get call-ins. And I want to hear if anybody's actually listening to this thing. I know one person is. You know, besides me. I'm having a little rice fish as I speak. Hopefully you don't mind. I'm going to talk about Skype. I'm going to talk about World Series. Yeah, World Series is happening. It's kind of the JV of series right now. Or in the whole grand scheme of things. I mean, when you look back on 2004 baseball playoffs, what are you going to remember? Boston beating the Yankees, okay? Now, if Boston wins the World Series, okay, you can remember Boston winning the World Series, but you also remember Boston winning the Yankees. Boston loses the World Series? If they do a dramatic fashion, like 1986 with Buckner kicking the ball, then, we may have a memory there. But, come on, this is the sad part is it's a little bit anticlimactic, and there's a little bit of uncertainty. I mean, is the curse over? Is it? I mean, my thought is that the curse is not over. Okay, so we can talk about World Series. What else are we going to talk about? The hoops. Countdown to the hoops. Kobe versus Shaq. December 25th. How many days? We're going to find out how many days we got until that game and analyze it. Alright, so let's get started. Okay, so World Series. Let me just continue a little bit more on that. Let's go back to the American League playoffs. Game 7. Jared Blow pitching a gem. What did he have? One run? Was it one run or was it a shutout? Pitching a gem. I think it was one hit. Cruising along, and Francona fucking takes it out. What was that? It was like, at the time, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And the announcers, I love Joe Buck. Joe Buck's great. Joe Buck, and him, Al Michaels. Those two are the top. I love Vince Scully, obviously. But Joe Buck's top right now. Top five announcers in baseball, in sports. And he's always right on. He's always just smooth. This year, Tim McCarver was a little better. I thought Al Leiter was good this year. I thought the team was really good, the Nelson team. And, that's atypical. Usually they suck. Just in general. You can just, take that as given. Especially the guy who works with Bill Walton now. I'm one of the guys who actually like Walton. I like, provocative stuff. But the guy he's working with now, that's a fucking idiot. The guy, you can tell he never played hoops. And the way he talks about sports, he tries to, he challenges Walton on some of his crazy statements, which is fine. But then he'll try to reason, give his reasoning for shit. And you can tell he's a fucking, chump. He doesn't know his shit. And he tries to act like he does. So it's just, when you have like a sportscaster and then you have a color guy. And sometimes you have a sportscaster, the lead announcer, who tries to give a little bit too much opinion. Or he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Joe Buck is right on in the amount that he does and the quality of what he says. Whereas this other guy's a fucking idiot. Anyway. So, back to Game 7. Joe Buck I think said at the time, well, you know, considering possibilities, why Francona is taking this guy? Why is he taking this guy out? Why is he putting Pedro in? Saying, well, we're thinking about getting his, you know, time in for the World Series. And you know, I mean, you know, that could not have been, that could not have played into this at all, because we're talking about the curse, all right? This game, you got to put it all fucking on the table. I don't care if you're up by 7 runs in the ninth inning. You put it all on the table, and you don't start preparing for the World Series. So, you know, it turns out, I don't think Francona was doing that. I think Francona, I saw him interview, and he said he wanted to, you know, the low-head pitch a lot. He pitched a lot last couple of days. Bull fucking shit. Come on, this is game 7 in the game where you have a chance to rehearse half of the fucking curse. All right? So, to me, that was the stupidest move he could have made, and I was thinking that was stupid at the time. And then, you know, the whole aspect of getting the fans back into this. You know, I have a clip. This is a clip from Jim Rome interviewing Derek Lowe. This is yesterday.
Were you really surprised to see Terry Francona come and get you?
We discussed that in the fifth inning, and, you know, we didn't really know how long I was going to go yesterday. And he's thinking, you know, can you go out there and give me one more inning? Because, like, they had all right-handers coming up. And, you know, that's why I was a little sign of emotion after the sixth inning. You know, we watched Chuck Sheffield up because you knew you set out to do something, and we accomplished it as a team and individually. You know, last time I pitched there, you know, 7 rounds in 1 inning. And so, yeah, it was good to go out there and pitch a good game.
Derek, I'm not sure what was more surprising to me. Hearing you explain it like that makes a little more sense. I was surprised to see him come and get you, but not nearly as surprised as I was to see him get the baseball to Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, you know what? When your staff ace comes to you and says he's available and wants to help, you know, I guess, you know, you don't really have an option but to put him in a game. But, you know, at that time we had such momentum, and the crowd was completely taken out of the game. And once they saw him, well, they kind of got back into the, you know, who's your daddy, and they kind of, you know, they scored 2 quick runs, and so you felt like the momentum maybe switched. And I said last night, I think, you know, the Mark Bellhorn home run was huge, and to give us back the momentum. But, you know, when Pedro Martinez says he wants to pitch, he's got to get the ball.
Yeah, that's interesting, Derek. I mean, do you? And to your point, all of a sudden they score a couple of runs, the who's your daddy chance going. I can see where Pedro wanted to get in there and be a part of it, but at that point, does the manager say, listen, another time, another day, I know you want to be here, but we need you for the World Series?
Yeah, and ultimately they did. They could have easily put it back out there for the 8th inning. You know, because I don't really know what the plan was for him or how many innings he was going to go, but, you know, Mike Timmel comes
out. It was stupid move by Francona. He got away with it. And if he did not get away with it, I mean, that move was worse than the move last year where they took Pedro out, or where they decided not to take Pedro out. I mean, this move was just stupid. Stupid. Why did you put Pedro in? Anyway. Okay, let's move on. I'm just in hearing from, you know, I just started this podcast, and, you know, podcast is in its fetus-ism. Is there a word for that? Podcast is a fetus. And I'm not kidding. I'm realizing that. Anyway, podcasting is just starting out. And I'm just starting out. I've been on this for my second hit. And I want to get some people involved in talking sports. Anyway, so I want to get you guys involved talking about sports. Here's the topic. Tell me, I challenge anybody out there to tell me what series was better in any sport, any of the major sports. I don't want to hear about, you know, the NSL or team handball. I want to hear major sports. You know, hockey, okay, we can include hockey in that. But tell me a better series, a better 7-game series. All major sports are pretty much 7-game series all the way. That can compare it to this Boston-New York series and tell me why. I don't think you could find one. And if you can't, then tell me this is the best series of all time, okay? I know it wasn't the World Series, even though it wasn't the World Series. Tell me a better series. This wasn't for all the marbles, but even so, this might be the best series of all time. Come back to Rio, okay? Anyway, what's next on my agenda? let me put up my notes. Countdown to Shaq. Oh, let me just mention, so to get people involved, I want you guys to Skype me, and to Skype me, you go to Skype.com, you go to my website, you go to my blog, which is www.sportspod.blogspot.com, again, it's www.sportspod.blogspot.com, and you can just click me there, click and get Skype there. You can also just Skype SportsPod, S-P-O-R-T-S, pod, P-O-D. So you can just Skype me directly. You can also, you know, I do have this voicemail service through Skype now, so there's a good chance I will not be picking up, and, you know, I will not be picking up. I just want to get voicemails and record messages and then broadcast, you know, bits and pieces. I also want to enable, you guys can send me an email to thesportspod@yahoo.com. So thesportspod@yahoo.com, sportspod on Skype, without the, okay? And, see, the next thing I want to talk about was the countdown show, Jack B. Kobe. Let me just go ahead and see if I can figure this out, how long this take. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 63, 65 days. 65 days. Is that right? 65? No, that's actually... Pretty sure that's right. 65 days to Jack B. Kobe. Alright. So, took it in seven. What a comeback. I mean, it was a great comeback. But they were down by one run in sixth inning. And it just, they just exploded off the Rocket. And the Rocket did come through, man. You gotta come through, man. You're not with the Yankees anymore. They're gonna pick your ass up. So, Rocket never did shit without the Yankees. So, he did not come through. He's a big game pitcher. I mean, perhaps the best of all time, as Al Leiter said. And that was a good comeback, you know, down 2-3 in the series. 1-2 straight. And they're masters, man. That's going to be a great series against the Red Sox, I think. I'm picking the Red Sox in 7. Why? Well, I don't know. Karma? They beat the Yankees? So they got karma on their side? I mean, there's nothing really... If the Cardinals... You know, the Cardinals are going to mash, but the Yankees mash, okay? Boston's got the pitching. Boston's got the mashers, but Boston's got the pitching. Shohei's going to pitch 2 games, most likely. Pedro will probably pitch 2 games. And that's it right there. So, it'll be interesting. What's up? Did anyone catch the Francis last night? I'll tell you, the show was bogging down for me a little bit. I really liked it last year. I thought it was awesome. I thought, you know, our cuties, they got some cuties this year, I'd say the talent is a step below last year, but because they aren't doing all that skanky shit that, you know, they probably want to cut that out for some sort of business integrity reason. Anyway, I don't know. It bogged down a little bit for me. I thought, you know, the episode with the sort of freaky woman from Harlem, that was a funny episode, where they all just ripped into her. I'll tell you who's really annoying is, the little girl, they just played that up last night. I love how, like, you know, they produce it, right? So they get her, the one guy says, you know, she's got her voice is just annoying. Raj, that guy's funny. I can't even say that guy, but he's funny. And then they start putting her in these interviews with all this background noise, so she has to shout and sound even more now. So the production is pretty funny. And how about the fact that, you know, every once in a while, they'll just dub in some, like, horribly edited voice of either Trump or Carolyn or that other dude who they had last night. I mean, it's so poorly dubbed in. It's like, it's really, I don't know. It just sort of bugged me. But, yeah, I don't know. It bogged down a little bit. Who got fired last night? Oh, yeah, it was a little girl. Little Jen something or other. So, you know, the show's alright. It's bogging down. Survivor sucks. Biggest Loser? I didn't check that out. Sort of checking out was boring. What other reality shows are out there right now? I'm really looking forward to that one with my boss. My big, fat, obnoxious boss. I cannot wait for that show. I know, I have no life. But that show was awesome. I mean, they're going to grab a bunch of Ivy Leaguers. You know, if you're watching baseball, you're seeing all this jazz. So that was funny. That was like, that's one I'm actually looking forward to. The rest of them right now are just suck. And that's my little non-sports take on reality TV. Why am I in radio? And I will catch you when I catch you. Adios.